Yeah, definitely. Whatever team that drafts me, feel like, you know, I can get back there and I can bring a spark to the team, you know, with my versatility. The team needs me back there, definitely, you know. That's why, you know, teams draft running backs to do their job at the NFL. So I think they have a game plan for me to figure out where I belong, definitely. I had sports hernia surgery 6 weeks ago, and I just, you know, give it a little bit more time, wait till pro day before I can recover. Before the OU game. It was tough, you know, but it was a learning lesson for me. Even at the next level, when I get drafted, everything's not going to go ideally of, you know, how our season really ended. You know, we was thinking national championship, and then we have quarterbacks go hurt. We have adversity, and you just got to learn how to deal with it. And especially the leaders and the young guys looking up to me, being the older guy, I had to show a lot of maturity. Definitely, that's the goal. Like I was talking to some of the scouts, I don't want to be a project. I want to be a guy that I can come in and play off the jump. If it's on punt return, if it's on kick return, you know, I don't want to feel like, hey, I got to teach him. It's going to take 2 years for him to develop, you know. So I take pride in that, you know, learning the playbook and doing whatever I have to do to be a pro at the highest level. It's fine. I came from, you know, a high school, ran NFL routes, ran all the route trees, had NFL playbook. And when I got to Baylor, I had to adjust. But, you know, from high school to college, I had to make adjustment. So from college to the pro, even if you come from a pro-style offense, you're still going to have to make some adjustments because everything's not going to be the same. At the combine, I'm a bench and I'm a jump. I just started really hitting it, like, really hard, like, a week ago. I'm able to run and stuff. You know, I'm going to take these next 3 weeks I have until pro day to get in shape, to get in, you know, the best shape I can get into where I can run my best time in my pro day. I really, you know, modern my game after Antonio Brown, Steve Smith. Those two favorite guys. Not the biggest receivers, but arguably Antonio Brown's the best receiver in the NFL right now. He's 5'10", and, you know, I love his suddenness and, you know, great burst agility and, you know, great route runner, too. And then you got Steve Smith. He's just, you know, fantastic attacking the ball. He's 5'9", but he has a mindset of, you know, any big receiver that he's going to go up and get the ball. And, you know, I take pride in watching them two on film. Yeah, you know, I talked to Brandon Marshall a lot, even though we're two different receivers. But, you know, it's good to pick his brain and, you know, get some knowledge from him, what he has learned from the game and how he developed as a player. It's not just going to happen. You got to put in time. That meaning in the film room, you're going to have to stay in there. You got to make sure you learn your playbook. It's a different language in the pros. You know, it's a big old playbook, so you got to dedicate yourself and put in the time to really, you know, stay focused and be at your best when you're playing on Sundays. Been definitely running routes, like you said, focus, drops, that's something I can clean up. You know, that's not a major deal. I've been catching balls, been running NFL routes, doing everything I need to do to be the best pro I can be. He really has, you know, a tremendous impact on my life. Showed me how to really, you know, become a man and how to view things. He gave me a vision that when I was little that, you know, people where I'm from really don't see. And, you know, he brought me in his home, stayed with him for like a year and a half, got to see how he was living. And he always had goals. And so as I got older, I set goals and, you know, I just did everything and worked at everything I can to reach my goals. Like you said, in the same conference, it's friendly competition. Josh, my boy, you know, we're going to be proud wherever we end up, and I'm going to be happy for him. So, you know, we watch film on them, how they did things. We watch film on every Big 12 team just, you know, just to see how they do stuff, and you can learn from other teams. So, you know, he's a great receiver. He's a different receiver than me. He's tall, you know, he go high point the ball. He's a fantastic receiver, and I respect his game. Brandon, he's cool. You know, we talk on the phone, he'll call me, and, you know, we'll joke around. You know, when he has big games, I hit him up, like, man, you killing it out there. When I had big games, he's hitting me up, just telling me, you know, keep on doing what I'm doing and stay motivated. And with me, I just really never got complacent. I always wanted to be better and better than I was the week before.
How long have you known Brandon?
Known Brandon for like a year and a half, I think. It's really a mindset. If you know me, I don't like to lose. So, you know, if the ball's in the air, I'm a receiver. I feel like it's my job. I come down with it or nobody come down with it, but I feel like I need to come down with it. It's a difference. A lot of guys, you know, if it's not a good ball, they don't give full out effort, but if it's not a good ball, you can still go get it and still make a good play on it, and that's what I pride myself after. If he ever got out there and lined up opposite, it wouldn't be a good sight for him.
Ohio State wide receiver Jalen Marshall, table six. Ohio State wide receiver Jalen Marshall, table six.
We don't look at it like that. We just look like we look at it as it's a blessing. We're getting drafted. A lot of people in our shoes, a lot of guys that we know, wish that they were in our shoes. So we just look at whoever takes a chance on us, we're going to go in there and we're going to make them proud. At first it was, but now since we're out of college, it's really not. And he's a good guy, too. So, you know, you surround yourself around good guys. You're going to also be good, too. It was accurate. No, he says that because off-season, we're in there competing and stuff. I don't like losing, and I refuse to lose. So he knows how much I compete and how much I like winning and the stuff I do to set myself up to win by my work ethic and doing the extra stuff, doing the little things. Do I expect? It's not really – I don't expect. I hope everyone hopes they go in the first round. I look at it, whatever happens, happens, and I'm going to be blessed to have the opportunity to play in the NFL.
Okay, last question.
Like you said, it hurt. I got to learn a lot while I was at it. Got to help the younger guys, which, you know, that matters for the program coming up. Got to teach them the stuff that I know, got to, you know, work with a freshman quarterback who's going to be great in a couple years, got to teach him the ropes, what to look for, how to read the defense and stuff like that. So it helped me out as a person because I actually taught somebody, gave somebody knowledge, and just showing them by example. I got to teach it to them verbally and, you know, just being with them every day, telling them what they're doing wrong and what they're doing right. Thank y'all.